This is one of the hardest stories I have had to walk through, just because the warfare was so extreme. Before anything even started, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Solitude would be my security." It was not a solitude from people or places, but rather a solitude of thoughts. What God told me was that He would take me through what was referred to as a spiritual lesson. After that, it was like I was walking through a spiritual blizzard from attacks against my promises from God. It was nearing the end of our paid-for stay at the little modest hotel that God had given us refuge at. What I really hoped deep down was to be able to spend the holidays at an Airbnb and let my daughter have the joy of getting a tree like we did before we started this out-of-state journey nearly a year and a half ago since we entered the other state. Yet after going through such hardships and facing so many struggles, I was praying to be able to stay at the same hotel. I was accepting the lowest option because I had a limiting thought of doubt. I was asking for crumbs, but God was wanting me to believe for a big cake. The hotel was very grimy, and the smell of the hallways was sometimes overwhelming. It was the cheapest and creepiest hotel in the area, and it was easy to tell why. I cannot even express with words the pain relief of this promise. For God to be our home, it means everything to me. Even though it was a very low place to stay, I was very thankful. Every day, I cry tears of gratitude to have a bed and a warm refuge from the cold. Especially today, because it was only a bitter 9 degrees outside. I have learned to be content in whatever room God puts us in, as He honors His vows to be our home and our food and our support for our needs on this journey. I'm so thankful for His promise to be our home and His promise that we won't end up on the streets and homeless. God had told me that we had the problems that we had faced in the past because I left a door open. I was allowing doubt in His promise into my thoughts, and that gave room for us to get touched by those things. Allowing worries in your mind is like inviting troubles to come and bring bad outcomes. This whole journey has been a life-changing lesson for me of real-life encounters with God's promise and the enemy's attempts to drown them out with negativity. Yet love has always prevailed, and God would always rescue us, like saving my spiritual babies from getting taken away. The fear comes against our minds and even our dreams to try to get into the door to take our promises from God away. That is why we must always be alert in closing off every negative thought while holding on to faith in our prayers and promises and hopes. One of our promises is that God will answer anything we pray for as long as we believe we have already received. The prayer is a promise when you believe that you have what you ask for. Just as in Mark 11:24 says, "So listen to what I'm saying. Whatever you pray for or ask from God, believe that you will receive it and you will." Our prayers are powerful, and God will bring His power through our prayers to do far beyond what we can hope, think, or imagine. Just like in Ephesians 3:20, it is His power mingled with our faith. As this spiritual lesson started, God allowed me to get attacked with fearful thoughts or dreams, and the test was in what I would believe. It is always a choice whether we will believe in the blessing or a curse. Blessings and curses start with what we think or believe. God lets us choose because He has given us that freedom. We get the outcome that we put our faith into, in the thoughts, dreams, and beliefs that we open up and accept. As the seed thoughts grow into substance, we can end up with a destructive tornado curse or a blooming rose of a blessing. Everything we give attention to is part of our garden. As I was walking through this, Holy Spirit was right by my side, encouraging me to believe in my hopes. Not only did He encourage me to believe in my hopes, but He was asking me to open up to believe for bigger. God was wanting to challenge my limiting beliefs. Like shoveling snow to clear a path, I was constantly pushing away every negative projection that came my way. Sometimes the fearful thoughts came so fast that I would just block off everything and just say over and over, "Nothing bad will happen." It was like the enemy of my soul was trying to get into my home by pounding on the door with attempts to get me to believe in a bad thought. He would try to sound like God and be a smooth criminal, but I knew that if it brought me fearful anxiety, it was not God. God had told me that His truth was found in love and joy, and not in bad outcomes of fear or negative ideas about anyone else. He said His voice is like the soothing vibrations of a mother's womb, and not the paranoid plans or thoughts. He is not in the business of giving us accusations, and it was up to me to choose what to believe, a blessing or a curse. The blizzard of attacks came not only against me, but trying to get me to believe that the places that God would send His love support to me would be taken away. It was like I had to constantly hold the door closed and locked and not allow a single negative thought or bad dream into my heart. The attacks were coming against me and those around me. It was a massive storm trying to kill us and take us out. I could not allow any seed planted in my mind of something bad that could happen, because that was a seed attempting to destroy my promises. At that time, I had no way to pay for a place to go, and the hotel was only showing one room left again. It looked impossible on the outside, but I chose to believe that God can do anything. You see, the enemy cannot touch you unless you agree with it. Since I knew that my truth was in love and joy, then I knew that I could count on my hopes as well, because entertaining my hopes and opening up to believe them would make me feel love and joy from God. Hope was a security of comfort. It was a shelter from the storm and an anchor for my soul. I also knew that hope grows into faith, and faith is a legal and binding agreement that we have whatever we believe, just as Hebrews 11 promises. Now faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. For this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. That is why there are so many spirits out there trying to get people to believe negative thoughts about themselves and others, because the enemy cannot enter into your quote-unquote home unless you open that door by engaging in the negative thought or bad dream. We must never give entry to the fears, doubts, or the threat of bad outcome. It doesn't matter who you are. It is like going outside when the wind is blowing hard and the warfare comes. It howls and blows like a strong wind at times. It can show up as fires that are full of heat and pressure to survive, a flood of troubles or a blizzard of negative feelings and thoughts, like doubts, paranoid thoughts, or fears. What matters is how you react to the bad weather. We must stay settled in God's promises and strong in hope as the wind blows over. Just before the scene shifted, things were nearly unbearable. My heart was pounding and I had to stay completely alert at all times to block out the fears and bad thoughts and only think about my hopes. It was so hard. But I knew that I just needed to hold on to hope and ride out the storm. I found that what helped me the most was spending time in the Spirit with God, imagining and dreaming that my hopes came true. I would picture us putting up a big tree in the apartment and baking food in the oven instead of the microwave hotel life. I would imagine looking out the window and seeing the glittering city lights while being warm and cozy inside. I pictured taking photos of an apartment and feeling the comfort of a clean couch. Those kinds of thoughts made me feel joy and love, and it was a pain relief to believe in my hopes being done. After a very, very wild storm of negativity coming against me, my hopes broke through and God opened the door for them to be fulfilled. He opened a wonderful door for us. Not one of the bad thoughts or fears that attacked me came true, but all of my hopes came true. Just like I had deeply hoped and prayed, God showed up with an amazing miracle and put us in an Airbnb apartment high in the city of Chicago for the holidays. We even put up the tree that I imagined when I was exercising my faith, and we baked in the oven and enjoyed a home-cooked meal. We had so much fun. It was like a dream. My head was spinning from blessings fluttering down. We explored the city and took many pictures. There was a Christmas time market where we had hot cider to warm us from the freezing cold, and saw the Chicago tree all lit up as well. It was like we were dreaming when the harvest of hopes came through. The battle was the fiercest just before the breakthrough, but once again, love proved to be stronger than all. God taught me through that experience the importance of never opening up to a negative thought, bad dream, or believing in a fearful outcome, and absolutely never believing a bad thing about someone else. The battle was so intense that it took all my focus to not allow a single negative thought or dream in, like not letting water into a vehicle to cause it to sink. I had to block off all the lies that the enemy was trying to get me to believe of bad things happening. I would just say, no, that is a lie, whenever any kind of negative thing or bad dream was presented to me. A few months ago, God gave me an encounter in the night, and He said, I am giving you a promise. The opposite of your fears is a promise. But since I'm giving you this promise, that means that you are going to face some fears. The promises are always brought through opposite situations, so we can choose what to believe and so that they can come out as gold. During this spiritual lesson, the enemy came against me and tried to get me to allow my promises to be taken from me. They're like our babies, and we must love and protect them by what we believe, and by what thoughts we allow in. Fear tries to steal, abuse, and destroy our prayers and promises. It takes a genuine faith engagement with hope while refusing negativity to see a fulfillment. It is crucial to block off the negative and choose to dwell and abide in the joy and love of the positive. Just like in Philippians 4, pour out your fears and worries to God, and then fill your mind with joy-filled and beautiful thoughts of seeing your prayers answered. Turn your fears and concerns into joy-filled prayers, and bubble up with gratitude that you have the outcome that you prayed for. You must believe in what you pray for and open up to your hopes coming true so that you can stay in the solitude of peace, the security that those prayers will not be taken from you. When the battle is intense, that just means that your harvest of hopes is going to be very, very rich. So lock in when you pray and choose to believe that you have what you prayed for and you will. I love you dearly, and I pray that you will have a harvest of hopes come true, making this season a season full of surprise blessings for you. I am still in awe, winded, and in wonder that God did this for me. Everything that I imagined during my faith exercise came to life, even the tree. It looks just like I had imagined and hoped for by faith that it could be. Happy holidays. This is Dinette from DiamondsFromTheDust.com. There is so much more that has come from this journey, and I would love for you to read about it. I have a book that covers several years of the beginning of our journey when I took the biggest leap of faith ever with two of my kids, and we went to a hotel with no money, no income, no car, in a state where I didn't know anyone. And it was a choice, but it was also, I was about to become homeless if I didn't, and our lives were under attack. It was almost looking like we weren't going to survive at all. But God gave me these promises and told me to follow Him on this journey. So everything I do, every step I take, He has meticulously planned and carried us through. And He's taken us from, we started in Florida and we went to Michigan. And within the last year and a half, He led me with only enough money to pay for one night at a hotel to Illinois. And it's been like going on a train ride. And He said that at times it may feel and look like you're going to fall off, but you won't fall off. So we're just letting Him carry us through to the end. And the promise at the end, there's actually many promises at the end of this whole journey, that we would have our own home and I would have my true love husband and all these things I have waited so patiently for. But the whole journey was so that I could grow deeper in my bond to Jesus and trust and see His promises become tangible over and over again. And that's what's happened. When He woke me up that morning, early in the morning, He said, "Follow me through the aspen trees to the place of tangible hopes." He wanted to take me on like a school to show me how to pray in a way that makes my hopes come true, and how to see my promises fulfilled. And I have seen more than I can even document. My Naked Wings book is the beginning of the journey. It was the hardest, when my faith was just a peanut size and I needed so much healing back then. And it is a very raw and transparent and vulnerable book about everything I felt and experienced, and it's really like putting you in the shoes of going through that, and you get to see what it's like firsthand. what we're walking through now is in preparation for the second book, which is going to be completely different. Not anything like the first. I can't even put it into words. It's going to be amazing from what God has shown me so far. So we're just on this journey, living by faith in God's promise. He promised to be our home, our support, our income, and I have to follow His ways of how that happens and what that looks. And everything I've done up to now with my blog and the courses that I offer and the services that I offer, those were all steps that God had me take on this journey so that I could share and be a blessed and be a blessing to others. I love you, and I hope you have a truly wonderful December with so many surprises and wonders and blissful moments. I hope you get lots of unexpected things come, the good unexpected, that God shows up from behind and just surprises you with something sooner than you are even ready. I hope He just blows your mind.